Blackstone Audio presents Perennials by Julie Cantrell. This book is read by Brittany Presley. For my children, and for all children, and for the child in all of us, may you always know the truth. You are loved. The trust of the innocent is the liar's most useful tool. Stephen King. Prologue. Falsehood flies and the truth comes limping after it. Jonathan Swift, The Examiner, 1710. Summer 1979, Oxford, Mississippi.
Four!
Bitsy cheers, twisting the lid to her firefly jar. I race behind my only sister. She's 11, which means she's 3 years bigger than me, and that's enough to make her boss. Fisher says she's not the boss of me, but Bitsy says she is, and that's that. A summer day in Mississippi can last a whole year long, and today is one of those whole year long kind of days. Even the leaves are lazy, leaning big as hands from the sweet gum tree with not so much as a breeze to keep them company. If it weren't for the trees, we'd have already melted. But they stand heavy and green and full of shade, so I don't mind the heat much, especially now that evening is settling over us. I got four too! I hold my mason jar up high to Bitsy's eyes. The lightning bugs flash against the glass and Bitsy says, "Good job, lovey." So I give her my best smile, the kind I wear on Christmas mornings. Six, Fisher snaps his lid against the rim. We win. His little brother, Finn, reaches for the jar with a pair of five-year-old hands that look like Fisher's, only smaller. Both boys are covered in bug bites and dirt.